Hello and welcome to the narrow road between pages, where we read the narrow road between desires by Patrick Rothfuss. This is page number 165. Reich looked down at the stone. "What sort of things?" he said. "Anything that wants to hurt you," Bast extemporized. "You can just keep it in your pocket, or you can get a piece of cord." "It will make my da leave," Reich interrupted, his brow furrowing a bit in concern. "Well, yes," Bass said, his patience fraying at the interruptions. "That's what I said. You're his blood, so it will push him away more strongly than anything else. You'll probably want to hang it around your neck, so what about a bear?" Reich asked, looking at the stone thoughtfully. "Would it make a bear leave me alone?" Bast paused at that, realizing the last thing he needed was for this already rash and semi-feral child to think he was safe from bears. "Wild things are different," he said. "They're possessed of pure desire. They don't want to hurt you. They usually want food or safety. A bear would..." "Can I give it to my mom?" Reich interrupted again, looking up at Bass, his dark eyes serious. "Want to protect its ter..." "What?" Bass stumbled to a halt at the end of the page. "I'm Forever Vin."
"I'm Bill."
"And I'm Amrita."
It's interesting that Reich is trying to get to all the technicalities of this charm he's being given.
Reminds me of me.
Yeah,
and like Bast has to dance like circles around these technicalities.
Right, he has to give credence to this lie that he's constructed about the powers of this charm and actually start to say, "Wait, no, it doesn't work that way though, or that way either. It's just going to have to be this."
It should just come with a manual.
Better not be an IKEA manual.
Right, just pictures. There's a bear, and then there's like an X with the bear.
This charm comes in the flattest possible package. It is not for your mom. It is not for bears.
And it's made from cheap wood.
You have to screw it into the wall because it could tip over and hurt a child.
We will give you an annoying little tiny key to turn every screw in here.
That's right.
That's not the adequate tool.
Eventually.
And the more things you buy from IKEA, the more of those keys you'll just have lying around.
But don't use a power drill. Oh, no. Never, ever, ever use the power drill. All kinds of bad things can happen.
Okay, page of IKEA.
Right.
Do we want to go back?
That was our rant.
I do like... Oh, yeah. So we talked in the last page about how Bast is frustrated because he can't play sort of the beautiful game with Reich. Reich isn't trying to figure things out. He's not doing this sort of dance with the lie and back and forth.
He's direct.
Exactly. But Reich is completely tripping him up here. And I guess it's not the beautiful game that Bast wants to play, like if Kostrel was trying to find loopholes. But Reich is finding loopholes in the lies that Bast has woven. It's just not the game he wants to play.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I see that.
The interesting thing to me is that the difference between Kostrel and Reich, from what I can see, is that Kostrel wants to play the game, enjoys play. He's actually like playing. Whereas I think from what I read, Reich is very serious here. He's not trying to play anything. You know, he's not like trying to annoy Bast or like find loopholes on purpose. He is very serious about this. It's a huge deal for him to have his dad gone. And so the thing he says at the end, "Can I give it to my mom?" Like, he's really concerned that this needs to do what he wants it to do. There's a bit of a difference. Like, he's arguing with Bast in a much more serious way, I think, than Kostrel was.
He's very pragmatic.
Yeah.
You know, his first question aside from what sorts of things, is, okay, but will it make my dad leave? Is he really going to be gone? And exactly. Then he starts trying to figure out the utility of it to figure out exactly what he's got. I think you're right, though. It really kind of highlights the desperation he's in, as opposed to Kostrel, who's just having a good time talking to Bast.
Yeah, and this, it ties back to what he asked, I think, on the previous page. Was he said something about, Bast said it's for one person. And so I'm connecting that with now he's saying, can I give it to my mom? Like, he's concerned that if it's just for me, is it going to protect my mom?
Right.
That seems like that's Reich's motivation, ultimately, is for the safety of his mother and siblings.
Right.
Primarily his mom, I think. He's very selfless in this act.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
It is very sweet. So the fact that he's interrupting Bast belies the fact that it shows that he's his concern, you know, it's how much he cares that this is going to work to keep his family safe. And so now he has a charm that keeps his dad away. Oh, here's the beauty of this, though. So Bast now, by making it so, or at least making Reich believe that it will only work with him. So the charm is a go-thither charm, and Jessam, his father, cannot approach him. So now Reich will always have to stay with his family if he wants to keep them safe. He can't give it to them and go off. He's bound to them now.
That's interesting.
I wonder if that's intentional. Like, did Bast say that it's only going to work for one person because he wants Reich to stay around his mom?
That's what came to mind. I don't know. But it brings that question comes to mind, right? And if so, that's really sweet.
It does have that effect either way.
So, yeah, but I was almost wondering, like, could it be an accident that...
Sure.
I mean, if I knew that I need to physically be near my family for them to be safe, that sounds a bit stressful. Like, maybe as a child, it's fine. You're living with them anyway.
Right.
But, you know.
I do think it's part of the sort of parries that Bast is being forced into. He's got to deflect and deflect and deflect, and this is something that just kind of caught up in it. Like, oh, it's just for you. Like, don't give this to anyone else, and oh, it can't do these other things.
So it's like a feature, not a bug? Or
The bug is the feature.
Right, the bug is the feature is what it is. Thank you.
Bast thinks that Reich is rash and semi-feral. And I don't think Reich is behaving rashly or semi-feral in this moment. And so I wonder if this is an indication of maybe part of the slight that Reich did to get him out of Bast's favor to begin with. If he did something rash and something kind of crazy, and that's what got him out of it.
Right. So has he proven himself in the past to have been rash?
Yeah.
That hasn't really come up yet, right? Or is it ever explained how Reich?
I mean, we haven't heard why.
It strikes me as strange that a fae person would have a concept of a feral child to begin with.
Yeah,
because I feel like their civilization is so different. Like, you know, do they need to be raised from age 0 until 18 or whatever with their parents?
Right.
I don't know. It's just it's a very human sort of concept, I think, because even in the wild, like an animal that is feral, so to speak, is not so different from an animal that is raised for the proper gestation period, whatever it is.
And you know, that's a good question. Like, being feral or raised feral, that's kind of like on a spectrum. So, you know, when I was younger, I was just allowed to like leave the house and go play in the woods and like, you know, just have to be back at a certain time. Like, my parents had no idea where I was. You know, I could take my book, you know, like, really?
Yeah.
And that was like all the kids in the neighborhood. We could just ride our bikes and go and just be away.
Come back at dark.
And come back at dark, yeah. And, you know, less so now. So, you know, the attitude of, so perhaps maybe I was raised somewhat feral.
It is an interesting question. What is feral to someone from the Fae?
Right. Like Amrita said, yeah, who knows? Yeah. I mean, that's like saying, I don't even know. Just imagine having access to the Fae. And I guess it would just being feral in the Fae would just be, oh, forget it. I can't even address that question. You're right. I have no idea.
Well, maybe it's like, you know, you can't stay out past dark, so be home by dusk or when the streetlights turn on. Maybe it's like, hey, just don't walk into the dusk.
When the will-o-wisps come on.
Right. Then turn around. Come back the other way.
All right.
We have anything else on this page?
I don't. How about you, Amrita? Anything else to add?
If I was feral, I would be happy. I would clap my hands because I'm happy.
For 24 hours, just nonstop, different person dancing the whole time.
I spent the last like 3 minutes trying to work that in to a joke in a good way, and it didn't happen.
Good effort.
Thank you.
Never give up. And we will never give up on you on tomorrow.
We will never give up on you.
Narrow.
Page.
Page.